In layman's terms, can you explain how Airbnb is affecting Sydney's rental market?
So the rental market across Australia, and more so in Sydney, is highly volatile when it comes to impacts, where we've got housing affordability as a major issue, as a national crisis. So at the moment, we're seeing Airbnb coming into the market, taking a relatively small number of properties, 6,000 approximately, off the long-term rental market and putting those into short-term rental stock. So we're seeing potentially a trend where this, if this continues, there's likely to be some significant impacts down the track on housing affordability, particularly for those renting in Sydney and other capital cities in Australia.
What is it about Airbnb that makes it a more desirable platform for some homeowners?
So I guess short-term letting platforms and the whole short-term letting is nothing new, as we know. But what we're seeing with Airbnb is a easy-to-use digital platform which quite effectively connects those wishing to use the platform with potential renters. And we're seeing those starting to use Airbnb, seeing it as an easy-to-use, attractive option to tapping into those who might be coming to Sydney for a holiday, who might be fly-in, fly-out workers from other states, and those sorts of things.
And what could the long-term consequences be if short-term rental sectors do drastically change the way that people let out their property?
So the potential long-term implications of this are spiraling rent prices, even higher than what they are now in Sydney, and we know they're insanely high. So with this ability for landlords to rent out more easily, we should think about seeing this factored into the housing market property prices as well. If people are going to auctions and they're turning up for an auction and thinking, right, okay, maybe I can purchase this house. If I go for a stretch, I can rent out the third bedroom. I might be able to convert the garage to a granny flat and rent that out and then pay my mortgage. We're potentially seeing a psychological impact on those in the housing market who might be factoring in that additional revenue. And likewise, we might see property prices or rental prices increasing as those properties can be rented out at a higher rate, as we're already seeing.
Which areas of New South Wales have seen the greatest impact so far?
So far, we're seeing those central areas around the central business district of Sydney and also tourist hotspots, including around Bondi Beach and Manly.
Are there any regulations in place that protect the rental market from threats like this, or what is the next step in order to protect the regular housing market?
Well, that's a good question, Monica. There is a review of short-term regulation in New South Wales, and I guess what some of us are hoping is there will be some stronger regulation around the short-term letting market. We've been looking at a number of global cities around the world and looking at the regulatory environment, say, for example, in Barcelona and London, and we're seeing an increase in regulation around short-term letting to sort of combat or deal with this shared economy Airbnb influence. So we're hoping that in New South Wales we will have some diligent short-term regulation around short-term letting that will deal with some of these issues brought about by Airbnb.
I know in cities like San Francisco, they're having a battle about this as well, since a lot more people are renting through Airbnb and there's a lot of vacant homes on the market because people can't afford that price. Do you think that'll happen here in Sydney?
Sure. I think that is an issue. It's going to elevate rental prices. And take an example in Melbourne, for instance. If you look at the suburb of Brunswick, you can rent out your apartment there, a two-bedroom apartment, for about $150 a night. So that's over $1,000 a week if it's rented out 7 days a week. And if you were to go into the long-term rental market, you would typically expect to find a rental property in Brunswick for about $550 a week. So potentially it's doubling the income and then doubling potentially the rent value of those properties, which is going to have an impact in Sydney, of course, where we have housing affordability as a major issue.